You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes!
The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV, copyright 2024, Proximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So, this is super awkward on a Greg Cody Tuesday that we are saying hello to you 20 hours after a really hugely embarrassing and emotional goodbye. Here we are again. We're just back here. We are back. We said goodbye, 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 and now we're back. And it was like being dead for 20 hours and hearing how people talk about you when you die. It is, in other words, exactly what Greg Cody craves from his entire existence. Just let me say goodbye, have people miss me hugely, talk about me nonstop, and then let me come right back and lap it up all over again the next day.
It was a dream come true. I felt like I was attending my funeral, but, I mean, listen, we're still working. I'm still getting paid. I had people say nice things about me the entire day. They said nicer things about you than they said about me. I thought that was awesome. I was a little bit jealous, too. I mean, people like you, Dan. Crazy.
I have to admit, I kind of liked it a little better when I had all the attention. Like, it was like all of us yesterday, and I was like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah, Greg doesn't like that anyone other than him has the attention. But what I want to propose here as we get going is, do we want to talk about how interesting the reaction was to yesterday in a super self-involved manner? Or do we want to talk about how I'm happier right now than I have been at any time since we voted that orange racist turd out of office? And so I want to talk about those things and a very important day today in the elections, because good God, Georgia is in a position to change the way this country is doing business.
This didn't take long.
Well, because I find this hugely fascinating that we have been run by idiots here. And I'm talking about both sides. I'm talking about idiot leadership that has made America embarrassed and sick in a way that's offensive to me at the deepest levels, how stupid we are in this country because our leadership, all of it, not just Republicans, all of it, have put us in a position to be uncommonly vulnerable. But I also want to talk about how happy Stugatz is, which is happier than me.
Oh, freedom!
Stugatz enjoyed having breakfast. He just imagined a scenario where he and I in retirement are on a porch together for some reason.
I don't know why I keep doing that. I keep pitching this idea that you and I are on a porch together. We're revisiting our entire career. We're having a glass of ice-cold lemonade. I mean, perhaps an Arnold Palmer. I see me and you on a porch.
Billy, why are you making faces? Because I think this is just his happiness about doing Cameo last night. And we'll get to Greg. We'll get to Greg Cody in a second, because all he cares about now is Cameo. It's the only thing he can talk about. I've seen this a couple of times in Greg Cody's life. He became, he's got an OCD compulsion of some sort that made him obsessed with his upset bird when he started it. He wore me out for about 6 months on the starting of his blog. The blog that started with random evidence of a cluttered mind, one of the worst names ever chosen for a blog.
A bit wordy.
He spent about 6 months obsessing over that. And now his first question today, by way of hello, was asking Stugatz how much he's charging for his cameo in a way that really dismayed Chris. But Billy, why were you making sour faces? What is it that you're objecting to? That is it that I'm doing something or Stugatz is doing something, or you just are sour?
Just the idea that Stugatz is ever going to retire on a porch and stop doing radio is ridiculous to me. The guy is going to be trying to get every penny out of this industry until the day that he dies. And he will never be just sitting on a porch unless he's trying to make some sort of new deal with someone.
You're right. What if I'm doing the radio show from the porch? Does that sound better to you? And I love a good porch. Who doesn't love a good, nice porch? I mean,
Guillermo, put it on the
rocking
poll.
Chair.
Put it on the poll.
A little grill. I mean,
do you love a good porch? So, Greg, I want to understand something because Stugatz was complaining about you a second ago, saying that you have been bothering him to be on your podcast. You want the exclusive first interview of Stugatz since we were apparently dead for 20 hours, and now we are on the other side of freedom, and no one has landed an exclusive interview with Stugatz.
Yeah, that's right. I did text Stugatz. He said he was going to get back to me, and then he ghosted me. But that's okay. You know, he's a busy man. I get that. And it's just my little independent podcast. It's not under the Levitard and Friends umbrella. I'm under a little tiny parasol. But that's okay. He's an important man, and maybe someday I will get him on my podcast. I don't know.
I've been on your podcast. You asked me last week to do this.
That's a good point.
Yes. I was a bit busy. It's been a couple of, it's been, I don't know, 4 or 5 hectic days here. So I have a proposal for you, okay? I would like the exclusive interview with Stugatz to be on Stupidity, okay? I mean, that's fair. It's my podcast, right? And so I'm thinking that you, Greg Cody, interview me on Stupidity, and we promote the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody podcast on Stupidity. We do a little home and home. How about that? You come on mine. Really? So interview me on Stupidity, and then I come on your podcast, the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Billy, why are you shaking your head? Is it because Stugatz is, again, outsourcing his own work?
Well, it's just the beginning of the end. You've given everybody way too much freedom, and now everybody's just worried about their own side things. And Stugatz wants Greg to interview Stugatz on Stugatz's podcast, where he's the one that should be interviewing people.
Yeah. Yep.
There are a lot of things that can go sideways here, Billy. You have seen, I think, most of you, the stress level of one Mike Ryan, who has gotten us on the air today with Bob the engineer and his miner's helmet. We are successfully on the air in a way. Mike Ryan is radiant right now just because we are successfully talking into a microphone in ways that are being recorded.
And I got to tell you, Mike was right. 2 years, Bob, cover of Forbes.
He's been good. He's solid. We've got better computers in here that just cost me $17,000. That's all it cost. Just got a new slab of computers here. So we are in the modern age here. And one of the things that I want to talk about is this cameo experience, because I got some texts last night that made it seem like you guys were creating some content around you opening up for business at 12:01 on Cameo. Did you actually do anything? What did you guys do last night? Are you now, Billy, again with a sour face? What happened? Nothing happened last night? Is that, it's just a bunch of planning and Stugatz didn't even get that right? He doesn't even know how to be greedy right anymore?
He doesn't seem to be on Cameo yet, but I did look and see what it is that Greg thinks his cameos are worth and what Chris thinks his cameos are worth. And I think it's very interesting how much everybody thinks that they're worth in terms of recorded videos for 30 seconds left. Chris probably undervalued himself a little bit. Greg, I was looking at some comparable prices of other people, little high. And I'm interested to see where Stugatz weighs in on this and how much he thinks he's going
to
be worth.
All right. So I wanted to, we were sending in a group text. Should I launch at midnight or should I launch right now when we started recording today's show? Chris and I decided that launching right now would be the way to go.
Oh, wow. That is funny.
So the best part about that is that there was like 3 ideas pitched in the group text. And then Dan responded like an hour later with just great idea. So I was like, which idea did he think was great? Because there was like four different things thrown around.
Chris and I were having a side conversation. Does he think our idea is great? Does he think Roy's idea is great? Whose idea does Dan think is the
right
one?
I thought a great idea was creating content around you creating content for money. I thought the great idea was you guys. I like the idea of us trying to do the radio show today as Stugatz opens for business and Stugatz just interrupting things by making videos while we're trying to do the radio show.
So I have my guy Addison. He is at the ready. He is ready. He said all he has to do is hit a button and I am active.
All right.
Greg and Chris are familiar with Addison.
Addison, Addison is.
He is fantastic. Okay.
Do me a favor. What? Are you just going to text Addison or are you going to call him?
Well, I could text him, I could call him, I could do, but we still have to, we have to agree on price, you know?
Okay, well, where are you, Chris? Billy, what is your assessment of the price points? You already said that, of course, Greg thinks too highly of himself, zero surprise there. Because he's such a narcissist, his son has some self-worth issues, and so his son comes in far lower. Yes, Greg, what are you smirking about?
I just want to point out that at my supposedly too high asking price, I have a long serpentining conga line of people on queue waiting for me to cameo them. So I think we've set the price just about exactly right.
Greg, do you care how much if I tell them how much it is that your price was?
I don't care. They can look it up.
Greg, I believe, is at $40 a cameo.
No, Chris, it's less than that. It's $35.
My dad isn't unaware is that we just got a text from Addison. This is how good Addison is. He's like, the demand is so high for you guys,
it up.
Just bumped your price up a little bit.
That's what he does. Oh. Yeah.
I was like, you're the man, Addison. I like you.
So what was your price, Chris? Because you were showing at $19.
Yeah, that's what I set it at, $19. But apparently the demand was too high, and Addison's like, we need to make some more moolah here.
So he just texted me, Greg at $40 is getting a ton of requests. Greg, by the way, you have a week to reply to these people so you can collect your money. You have 7 days to do that, okay? He wants to set mine at $50. I told him you could set it as high as $100, and they're going to come rolling in. You can set them wherever the hell you want. Now, perhaps I'm thinking too highly of myself. In fact, I'm certain that I am. So I'm thinking that maybe we start right around $50-$60. What do you think, Dana?
Billy, what do you think? Well, I think all of this is a horrible idea, and you look greedy and cheap in everything we do, but I understand why it is that you are doing this, and I'm curious why Roy and Billy are not doing this. Is there any particular reason, Roy, that you are not doing this?
Well, I kind of undervalue myself. I don't think that anybody would pay for me to actually speak to them or to anybody on their behalf. So
I disagree.
I really didn't sign up for it.
Well, Roy, I think that that is short-sighted. I think that you are wrong about this. Now, you do run the risk of having your feelings hurt if you submit yourself to this and your vulnerabilities, but you also might make a few $100. It sounds easy. How much? What's the split on this? What's the business deal on Cameo?
So we take in whatever, you know, whatever we do, 75% goes to us directly into our accounts, 25% goes to Cameo. Now, I have started a Stugatz umbrella here where I refer Chris to Addison. So I get 5% of all Chris's. This is fantastic. But Greg falls under Chris. So if Billy wants to join or Roy wants to join, and I think they'd be a hit, they should fall under one of us, okay?
This
and I'm
is
happy
exactly if- part of the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Part of the issue. Yeah. Stugatz has become a pimp of everybody on this show where he's just collecting money off of everyone. And also, I'm sure Cameo, super legit. God bless Cameo. I kind of wanted to look into the tax repercussions for this before just signing up and then, you know, months from now running into some issues.
Well, you have to pay taxes on income. That's an American thing, unless you're the president of the United States, in which case you don't have to do that. I am telling you, honest to God, as I have watched the last few years of content that would have been a comedic goldmine for us, the number of things happening with the presidency. I just want you guys to imagine for 1 second a black man having the resume as president of the United States that this guy has. It's not just baby mamas by, you know, multiple kids by multiple baby mamas. It's all of the lying and the fraud and the bankruptcy and the corruption and the grab them by the pussy. Like, if I did that and made a president, like, Barack Obama was tan suit. He wore a tan suit. That was the controversy. And now this president has inundated the market with a just total, total immunity to shame so that you can't even keep track of all of the fraudulence. You simply can't even stay up. You cannot keep up with it. And today, in Georgia, he's trying to get people out. What's the name of that woman who owns the Atlanta women's basketball team? Loeffler? Hmm. God almighty. What is happening in this country? Like, I'm not going to turn this, I promise you, I'm not going to turn this into a politics show because I haven't been interested in politics until the last couple of years when all of a sudden people decided to run on a platform of racism. And I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. Like, you always disguised it better than this. I'm super scared, Stugatz, of the one who could do it more cleverly than Trump did because he exposed 70 million Americans to, you guys don't care at all about racism. Like, just don't care. You don't care that a guy seems to be taking sides with white supremacists in a way that is not okay in this country.
What was jarring to me was that there are 70 million people who either racism, they don't care about it, or they simply don't care because they care about something personal. They care about something that matters, whether it's taxes, whatever it is that benefits them. They don't care how our country's represented. And to me, that was disappointing. That 70 million people simply do not care how our country is represented to the rest of the world. That was disappointing.
Billy, why are you not on Cameo?
Why am I not what?
On Cameo. On Cameo?
I'm trying to figure out how the taxing is going to work on this thing. And, you know.
I want to be.
And I never got a link from Stugatz. He said he sent a link to everyone and that didn't happen.
Well, no. I'm trying to let you, like, I want you to fall under Chris's umbrella, okay? So Chris can earn off of you. And just understand, we're not earning off each other. The 5% referral fee we get is coming out of Cameo's split, okay? So we're not taking money out of anyone's pockets here. We're taking money out of Cameo's pocket. That's it, period.
It's a good way to connect with our audience.
I mean,
I haven't heard anything about an umbrella, by the way. I mean, are you sure my dad's not under you, Stugatz? I haven't heard anything about these umbrellas.
Perhaps I slid that one in there.
Did you guys just hear Stugatz on the back end not only trample Chris, but trample him with an outright insincere lie of good way to connect with our audience as if he'd be doing it if it were free?
That's a thing. You could have very easily sent free videos to the audience.
Like, you could have connected with the audience.
We've done that for weddings and birthdays and all that.
Those days have passed, Bill.
Okay, we're going to figure out. Billy, I think you'd be popular. I do think, though, is there a time limit? Because I believe that you would start yammering. People would want you specifically yammering. They would want you to be too long with your video.
Oh, no, you're going to have to pay extra for that. What is the time limit? Like 10 seconds or something?
What is that? Do you know what the time limit is?
I have no idea. I told people in my video that I'll go as long or as short as you want me to go, just as long as the money clears. Once it clears, I mean... Why, you think I should go per word here?
I wasn't talking to you. I was asking Billy.
I'm excited. I'm ready to go. I want to send this guy a text. All right, let's go ahead.
Go ahead and do it.
What do you think I should send it for?
Well, how greedy do you want to be? I think if you want to connect with our audience, you should make it reasonably priced. But I find your chief governor to be greed. So I don't see you going in cheap on this. But if you want to do a favor to the audience, if you want to look solid on the front end, You price yourself at what Cody's at, for example, so you make Cody look like the asshole.
Should I go a dollar less than Cody?
See, there you go. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So people, that is excellent right there. If you make it, you should make it a cent less. Can you do it by $39.99?
$39.
You should make it $39.99 and just take Greg Cody's customers. Now, look at how crestfallen he is. Look at how much he hates it because you priced yourself too high, Cody.
Well, I didn't. What I tried to do is, you know, if you don't want the highway too populated, you set the toll high. And I tried to do that, but the fans have come out of the woodwork and it's been crazy. But now I'm disturbed that Cameo unilaterally raises my price without asking me. That's a little disturbing. And the other thing is that I've seen a trend in these Cameo requests that's a little bit disturbing because people want me to like read a script or, you know, do a personal back of my day I'm like, come on, it's $30, $40. I can't do that. You know, it's too much. So right now I'm in what did I get myself into mode, although maybe I'll end up enjoying it.
Well, if they can raise your price without telling you, they can certainly lower your price without telling you. So might be a problem.
There you go. Exactly.
Greg, I think you need to create menu items. Like if you're just going to deliver a message, it should be a certain price. If they're asking for a back in my day, a personalized back in my day, which is very, very cool, by the way, I think you charge a different price for that. You can do that if you want to connect with Addison later. So
I love that the just general entitlement of one Greg Cody is what you just heard is give me $40. I don't want to work for it. Like just give me $40. I don't want to actually do anything that requires effort. I already regret my decision. You're asking me for work. I don't want to do work. I want to do this my way. I, for your $40, don't want to adhere to your bullet points or what you think you're buying for $40. I want the creative freedom of just taking your $40 without doing anything that resembles work for it.
In Greg's defense, he only gets 30 of those $40, Dan.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the other thing, I'm hearing this thing about taxing and everything. I don't know about the rest of you, but all of my Cameo income is going toward charity, the Greg Cody Institute for Miller Lite Research. So I don't know whether that would be taxable.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen, you are both set at 40 right now, just so you know. Greg Cody and Chris Cody are both set at $40. He can't do cents. I can go $39, Dan. That's what I can do.
Well, how comfortable do you feel?
Because Dude, God, I don't... that's a mistake, man. I'm telling you.
I'm leaving money on the table.
You're going to cost yourself a good amount of money. It is funny. It depends on how funny. How quickly after that could you raise the price? Because this is going to be the demand isn't going to be hotter than it is right now. I wouldn't imagine.
You can raise it very easily. It's very easily. It's one click of the button and your price has changed.
I think I'm going for it right now. I mean, I think Dan's right.
An act of generosity. Stugatz is legitimately doing something that is kind and generous on our first day of freedom.
I think he was saying the opposite.
A radiant Stugatz.
I think Dan thinks I'm going 39. I was thinking 80.
He's going up.
I misheard you. Okay, so I was. So you heard the surprise in my voice. You all heard the stunt. Like, whoa, okay, Stugatz is going to do inexplicably the right thing. Stugatz is inexplicably going to do the funny thing.
I'm so torn.
No, but you're not torn.
I am.
You just want to do the greedy thing because
he made it seem like your idea. He's like, you know what, Dan's right. Maybe I should go up.
Well, that's where I got fooled. That's because my idea was the morally correct one, the funny one for the show. And Stugatz says, nah, just double my price. Go straight for the greed, buddy. So I want to, let's do this. Let's do this live here, Stugatz, because whatever it is that your price point is, make it your price point now and just make the decision. Text Addison. And then I would like your first cameo to be something that you do live on the air or that maybe we can stop at various points, everything we're doing in the radio show for you to just randomly do a cameo. Do you have, Greg Cody, do you have a back in my day today? Is this something that we're going to do when we're not on live radio? It's a Greg Cody Tuesday. Are we doing a back in my day?
I'm going to definitely try to have one next week for sure. 183% to 88% right there.
We asked about today, though.
Mike,
now, what happened was I wanted to
here we go.
Help smooth this transition that the show was making. So I wanted to give Dan the opportunity to bitch at me for not having a back in my day, just to make it seem like any other week.
Now, Mike, you seem genuinely angry right now. And this is something that I don't think appeared enough on ESPN radio because Mike was trying to be a professional. But as these walls crumble down and we have total freedom, you guys ought to know that there is a legitimate tension between Greg Cody and Mike Ryan. Greg Cody does not want to be told what to do by someone who is in his mid-30s. He's a recalcitrant old man. And as you can tell, once again, he's entitled because if you're not familiar, I saved his son's career. And all I asked him for in exchange was to do a back in my day once a week, and he won't do it. And it's legitimately hurtful to me. It's not even that it's infuriating. It's legitimately hurtful. And I just saw Mike sort of absorb my pain on my behalf because he just sagged, Greg. He just sagged because he's like, you've got to be kidding me that Greg Cody didn't do a Back in My Day. But he wants the Tuesday appearance. He wants the clicks. He wants the attention. He wants the microphone. But he doesn't want to do anything that resembles work.
This is a big show for us. This is an important show for us. And it's a Greg Cody Tuesday. We could have just said, hey, no, Greg, let's wait. Let's have you on later in the week while we reestablish what our show is during this pirate phase. But no, we wanted Greg as a part of our family and stay married to our Greg Cody Tuesdays. You should have had it Back in My Day today, man.
Yeah, that's easy to say. I want to get to the point where my appearance is not so self-reliant on Back in My Day that on the occasion when it isn't there, it's like, oh my God, what's the point of having Greg on? He doesn't have a Back in My Day. You know, Soup of the Day had its run and retired. The singing sports writer had its run and retired. You know, Back in My Day, I mean, they're tougher and tougher to do. And I'm being very
I'm thinking
honest.
That you've had your run and perhaps we should retire you. I'm thinking.
Well, that's your call. You're the boss.
And I'm thinking maybe you could take your son with you. Like, and that we could do.
Boy, here we go. Here we go. What a threat. What an unveiled threat.
Back to ESPN?
I mean. I must say that doing the show right now, really take a mental picture of what's going on because ESPN walls are falling and we're starting our own indie thing and you see some little discrepancies here and there, some things that have already been turned off by ESPN, like our Wi-Fi, certain doors, and certain things that are still up that are operated by ESPN. For example, right now, inexplicably, because our show is no longer on ESPN+, I have a live satellite feed into Jeff Saturday's office, right over your shoulder.
I saw
there,
that.
Man.
I thought that was McAfee's. I saw the
you don't
Colts
want to lose
helmet.
That.
I saw the Colts helmet, and I thought it was McAfee's show. That the one television that works in here. We've got all dead televisions in here, and one television that just has a North Carolina helmet, an AFC Pro Bowl helmet, and is that a Chargers helmet? Did he play for the Chargers?
The Bolts.
I don't remember the Chargers era, but when I saw the Colts and Tar Heels helmet, I'm like, okay, that's Jeff Saturday. And then the family pictures across his desk also kind of gave that away. Someone should do something about this.
That we are just looking into his life.
That we're just spying on
Jeff. Are we
going to
have like a Tubin situation? You think we're going to have a Tubin situation on the Zoom call where all of a sudden we look up and Jeff Saturday is...
I'm gonna alert somebody that, hey, you guys forgot to turn off. See, one of the things that our audience never knew about our studios here is we've always had a camera shooting into Jeff Saturday's office 24/7. It's something that I've always had access to. They actually forgot to turn this off, so I'm going to let someone know.
Okay, thank you for that. I don't think you should let someone know. I think we should just forever report from Jeff Saturday's office in a way that is voyeuristic and perhaps criminal.
So Saturday was drafted by the Ravens. He played for the Colts and then finished up, had a cup of coffee last year with the Green Bay Packers.
Well,
so that would
the
explain
Packers
the
helmet.
Packers
yes,
one.
There's
yes.
the Packers helmet in the upper right-hand corner.
I don't know why the Chargers one is there, though. That's odd.
Well, I want to discuss something with you guys because this part is going to be interesting as we go forward and figure this out. And if you're not familiar here with what we are doing over the course of this month, we're going to do pirate radio. No license, no rules, really. We're just basically talking to you to take you through our free agency. And one of the things that I want to discuss with the group and the audience philosophically is the following, because I do think it's an interesting discussion for our future. I think I told you guys yesterday that just like Greg Cody has a really long deli line of people lined up for his cameo, did you, Stugatz, indeed do your cameo with Addison? Have you texted him yet?
I have. He's writing back to me right now. I see the dots.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Just the dots.
Stare at the dots.
So I'm staring at them.
Lovingly. What I'm trying to figure out
We're starting at $39, by the way, just so you know. Oh, Addison has made that decision on our behalf.
What, is he listening or he just...
No, he likes the idea of me being $1 less than Greg Cody and Chris Cody. He thinks it's funny.
Greg Cody, has this infuriated you? Yes, look at you.
Well,
you're mad.
I mean, I'm lowering my price. I'm not playing this game.
It's ridiculous. First of all, I want everybody to know I did not raise my price. That was done without my permission, without my knowledge. But Stugatz should be $100, easy.
Wait, I have a question. So, like, Chris, if a lot of these people locked in at $19 and now your price is $40, do you only get $19 for the first half of them and now you get $40 for the people after? Because then why don't you wait until it goes down again?
I'm not going to lie. I'm thinking about lowering it back because there was a nice steady flow of them coming in when it was 19, and he changed it to 40, and it's just been like one guy who's purchased one. So I'm thinking of going right back down. I don't know if Addison made the right call here.
All right, we will rip Addison in a moment.
What?
But what I want to discuss with you guys, because I'm legitimately confused about what to do here as we have people lined up outside our door with interest. We have not opened the doors for business on this because we wanted to get to freedom and figure some stuff out and do this pirate radio phase in a way that we think is going to be fun for everybody involved. But there are a whole lot of people interested in this radio show, and they're interested in it as a radio show, and they're interested in it as a podcast. And I legitimately don't know, as we head into the future, whether we should keep a foot in the past with terrestrial radio or whether we should put both feet into the future and just go digital. Because what I'm afraid of, Stugatz, is the dilution or the deadening of the danger when you don't have the live element. Now, I understand that terrestrial radio is dying, that all of streaming and entertainment is changing in a way that people listen to what they want on demand, and what we grew up in and what we love. You and me love live radio. It's our favorite thing.
Yes.
That it is a thing that is now for the older demo, and that's going to increase. That's not going to get smaller. We're not going to get to a larger radio audience as older people are the ones that fill this demo, and younger people are like, no, I want what I want when I want it, and another generation is going to come behind them that is just going to learn, I get everything that I want when I want it, which I'm sure will be wonderful, by the way, for an entitled America that refuses to wear masks for others. The idea that we're giving yet another generation yet more entitlement as we continue to play sports through a pandemic that we don't deserve to have because our country is so entitled, but we have more money than everyone else. So even though our hospitals are full and California's on fire in more ways than one, we say, ah, bleep it, I'm not wearing a mask for you. This entitlement is now in your entertainment. You are someone who can watch what you want or listen to what you want whenever you want. You don't have to tune into live radio.
But I think the best way I can explain this to the audience is my dad listens to the show live, so he's freaked out. My nephew, who is a sophomore in college, has never once listened or watched our show live. He does it digitally. He does it on the podcast. He goes to Spotify or he goes to Apple. And I saw someone on Twitter last night, an older listener of ours, who started listening once we got to ESPN, and he loves the show so much he's freaked out because he doesn't know how to work digital. And our audience came to the rescue and said, sir, we will teach you how. We will show you how to do it. Don't worry. Mike's been explaining it every segment. But old people struggle with this. And so I'm torn on it.
My inclination is to try and just thinking about this out loud with you, because honest to God, this is not something that I've given a lot of consideration. Many people think we already have a deal in place. We do not. I'm swearing it to you. We do not have a deal in place. The doors just opened for business literally today, where people know that we are now available. And I don't know what to do with this because it's not a conversation that I've had anywhere except inside my head. There is something to the danger of, are they going to get in trouble? And when you can tape it, is Greg Cody going to say something? What did he do? Didn't he say the other day? Yes. Greg, what were you thinking the other day when you said a word that rhymes with bitch? Were you trying to say a word that rhymes with witch and you just curse because you don't know how to say things correctly?
Yeah, it was a mistake. I make them occasionally, being a human being.
That's actually surprising.
being a human being.
You also said it once already today.
Yeah, I don't like that word.
What?
Let's stop that.
When?
I am worried about our show because it does work when it has a foil, right? You can't rage against the machine within the machine if you're not actually within the machine.
Oh, but we're going to have a foil. I mean, I'm not worried about that part. I mean, we've got a disparagement agreement that, I can't really talk about what it is. But
so I guess you don't have a foil.
There's going to be, no. The question becomes, I like the idea of calling a lawyer all the time to find out of, hey, can I, what happens if I say this? Like, what happens if I say this about this? And having those conversations on air, I think that
so
that's...
So you're going to switch from just asking me your legal questions to asking an actual lawyer?
That's correct. It? My lawyer. Look, I've been to... All I've been
doing... Don't you feel good about that?
I feel better about it.
I believe that we are going to have an absolute foil here because I know where the bodies are buried.
I think the foil, for the most part, right, for our show is just generally people that don't get the show. That's where you see the outpouring of support from us. And we were at a place where very clearly some people didn't get the show. We had our supporters there within the chain of command. But I think ultimately it's just always people that get us and people that don't. And that's always going to be the foil. Guys, I am fixated on what's going on in Jeff Saturday's office. I cannot take my eyes off.
It's amazing. I like Dan knowing where the bodies are buried, though. That's always a good thing to know where the bodies are buried. I'm jealous.
Well, we will have these things to talk about at some point, and we will have a rail to bump up against. But I do want to continue the discussion with you guys because we might as well have the conversation here because we're going to need to have it. What is your preference? Like, what is, I'm not asking the audience here. I'm asking you guys. I love live radio. The thing that sort of led to some of what you've seen recently with us is losing an hour of live radio. It's our favorite thing to get on the air, even though Stugatz, by the end there, it had been contaminated by way too much advertising. This is certainly much easier for us.
Yes.
This is us just sitting around shooting the shit is much easier for us to not just be sitting here inefficiently listening to the same commercials every 8 minutes.
Mike, I want to ask Mike, because I think Mike has done the most research on this. The hours that we did before the show, because here's where I think it gets tricky for people. We have been distributing our show as a podcast, and it's basically been a repurposed, it's been our show repurposed. It's the show we did live.
We cannibalized the digital product, which is what we are exclusively at the moment.
So the digital exclusive stuff we've been doing leading up, well, until now, have you seen a spike in the numbers? Because I maintain that if you can only get us in one place, much the way you get Bill Simmons, a part of my take, that our numbers, which are already great, would explode. Am I wrong in thinking that way?
Well, we did really double our efforts on the digital front when they took a national hour away and we're going to strip away the best of, because we were always focused on our digital numbers. So we put a lot more effort and the fans got more show and we saw a good jump in digital numbers. But month over month, our numbers, for the most part, go up. Now, is it because we're a badass show and cool dudes? Yeah. Absolutely. But what you're really seeing there, guys, is older people or people that were just technologically averse are going to podcasts and on-demand listening. That's where the sustainable growth is. People are always going to turn to the technology. I mean, the iPhone is the most popular phone. It's made for older people. It's very simple. You get the podcast now, it's seamless. So what you see in that month-over-month growth is just generally people finding podcasts as their preferred audio. And that's why so many people are investing in digital audio, because they know what the absolute ceiling is, because the majority of people are still listening to their FM radios in their car. It's such a massive ceiling for this medium. To answer your question, I don't know what I want to do, Dan, and I'm certainly not going to close the door on any.
Well, what you want to do is just stare at Jeff Saturday's office.
Yeah, yeah.
Is all
well,
you want to
do. I prefer that. I don't want to close the door on any potential partnerships. I am relieved right now that I'm not live on the air, that I don't have commercial breaks. But I like commercial breaks because we get to talk about, hey, what do we want to do next? It's built-in breaks. It's cool and all that. I want to take these, however long this pirate phase is, and see if we actually prefer doing it this way as opposed to live radio. We're KG Radio guys.
What show have you been doing the last few years that you hear during the breaks, what do we want to do next segment? Like, that is not the show I'm familiar with.
Well, it's not framed like that.
No, it's just you guys talking, and what does Dan overhear and seize on?
Yeah. Precisely. And that's what I mean. Exactly. Oh, wait. Is. You guys thought that was just organic. I always thought we were fishing for the next thread on the show.
I was just listening to where the places are to make fun of you guys during the conversations that you always are having off air, whether I'm listening or not. Billy, do you have a preference here? When I talk about these things that I'm talking about, you think what?
He's frozen.
If that happens on live radio, it's much funnier because he's frozen in.
His eyes are moving, though.
He was faking.
No, but they're all having some issues here.
Yeah, I think, look, here's the reality of our situation right now, fellas. And I'm happy that we finally had a, they lost sound 8 minutes ago. Let me see what's going on here.
So no one can hear me? No one, I've been doing the show for just Mike and Stugatz and Jeff Saturday's office for the last 8 minutes?
That's funny. I got to talk to Bob now, our engineer. So we have less bandwidth than we do.
That's great.
And you'll see that it'll be working fine. And quite honestly, it wasn't really on brand that everything was working fine. We don't have the super mega computer power bandwidth of Disney. We have our own, and we're going to be limping along for this week when it comes to that. We got 8 Brady Bunch squares right there. They're moving slower than they used to before. So right now, it's just you, me, a bunch of silent faces, and a live stream 24/7 into Jeff Saturday's office.
All right. Well, then this allows me to read something, Stugatz, here to close out this segment.
Okay.
And I wish I had the reactions of the shipping container to this, because this is a crazy story that we were emailed yesterday. Stugatz, you tell me at any point if your cameo situation has materialized and this is something that we can do on air. But I don't think this person will mind, even though this story is embarrassing. But we got so much of this yesterday that I want to make this sort of symbolic of what we received yesterday. The outpouring from our colleagues was overwhelming enough.
Crazy.
Stugatz,
yeah.
And just hugely warm. And I have never in my life, not in high school, not in college, not when I was young, gotten to be the popular person. So yesterday was a weird experience for me for a number of different reasons, but one of them being our age, because Mike said we're the cool dudes. I would tell Billy, if he could hear me, to put on the poll at Lebatard Show, is there a single person on this show that you consider cool?
Me.
But what I would say to the audience that received us so warmly yesterday is that the outpouring, even understanding and even believing in you guys so much that we made this move to freedom because you know you will follow us, was still more than what I expected. And so there was a lot of this, Stugatz, and I mentioned this yesterday during the Big Suey, because I believe it to be the greatest compliment we get, which is you pulled me through a dark time. I was grieving something awful. I was depressed. Somebody died on me. An animal died on me. I was going through a divorce. I don't think we get a better compliment than you helped me feel less alone. Your laughter was medicine for me when I was otherwise stumbling around in the darkness.
I think it's the thing that moves me and you the most, and I hope the rest of our team, and I think Mike's probably in line with us, where we just, we've been doing this for 20 years. That is rare in this industry. And so to have listeners come up to us, on a fairly regular basis to say to us, hey, you pulled me through a dark time in my life, or just in this past year, you got me through a pandemic where I'm locked in my house with my kids. I can't leave, but at least I had you guys for 2 to 3 hours every single day is the number one compliment you can give us. It makes us feel good about what it is we do, and it makes us feel like what it is that we do is not completely inane and insane. You know?
Yes, and it is largely inane and insane, but I want the audience and...
But it has some meaning to a lot of people, and that makes us feel good. It means a lot to a lot of people, and that makes me and you feel good.
Well, beyond that, though, what I would say to you is not only that it makes us feel good, but also I want you to absorb how rare that particular comment or compliment must generally be in sports radio. The nature of the compliment, the nature of the intimacy involved there, where someone would reveal that vulnerability to you, would feel the need to share something like that. It's one thing to like a sports radio show. It's one thing to enjoy a sports radio show. But the sheer amount of times that we get that, you made me feel less lonely, the self-awareness in it, the discerning in it, the vulnerability in expressing it, all of it is deeply moving to us. And so I want to read this to you because this is both that and funny because a guy really had an awful time trying to be around our show, and I'm going to read that for you in a moment. But now that Billy Zoom is working better, Billy, I don't know if you heard any of what I was saying, but you prefer, if I tell Billy off air, I'm having a conversation with you, and I say, our future, does it have live radio in it? Is it all digital? Are we taping everything, or are we doing live radio? Do you have any kind of preference there for what it is that you would like in terms of how we're doing this show?
Wow. So it all comes down to what I say here, what we do in the future. This is a lot of responsibility, guys.
Deciding vote.
I'm deciding if we're doing live radio or podcasts moving forward. Do I get a minute or do I have to give you an answer right now?
All right, I'll move on to reading this. Thank you for your time, Billy. I appreciate you giving this the thought and the consideration that you did.
It is a big
decision. Yeah, life-changing for all of us.
Well, but I didn't give you the right to decide. I just asked for your opinion. You took the right to decide.
Oh, I misunderstood.
So here's the email, and it begins, and I don't think this person will mind. I think this person, like many of our listeners, would love to be a creator of content for us. What do you think, by the way, Greg Cody, before I get to this email? Your thoughts on that are what? And I don't know if you'll be back next week or your son because of what's happened with your back in my day, but assuming you are, would you like that to be on radio, on podcast? What do you think of the theorizing we're doing there?
Truthfully, I think the show should move to podcast, but with an education process for the terrestrial folks left behind, because my brother's a perfect example, Uncle Dick Cody. When he misses the radio show, he acts as if he's missed it forever. And I try to explain to him, you can still listen to it. And he just doesn't grasp that. If he's not hearing it live, it disappears into the ether.
It's hard to explain how strange your Uncle Dick is. It really is. He's a lifelong bachelor, formed in his ways, and so formed in his ways that I don't believe I can explain to anybody just how. If you think Greg's unusual, Greg has been domesticized.
Right.
Uncle Dick is a feral animal of some sort. How old is Uncle Dick?
He is 75, just turned 75.
What are you laughing
What's
at?
So funny
it's
about
just such
that?
An old, like, he's 9 years older than my dad, so it just that was funny to me because, yeah. My dad, it would be so weird if he was a lifelong bachelor like my uncle. My uncle is what my dad would be if he was never married.
I have an idea. What if we do this, guys? What if until there's a new deal and some sort of partnership in place, we just go like brokered on like random small markets across the country? So like one day we're on in Sioux Falls and another day we're on in some random town in like Nebraska. And that's where you need to listen to us live if you want to hear us live. If not, you have to check out the podcast.
Okay, so on top of $17,000 in computers and rent for the Clevelander, you want me to also now start buying time at the height of our value all over the country?
That was Billy with time to think.
Okay, thank you, Billy.
Just, you know, no idea is a bad idea, Dan. You pick markets where it's a little more, you know, affordable to do these types of things. And Stu Gatz obviously can sell ads there. I'm sure he'll take some sort of cut on that. But let me tell you something. Sports Bang existed as a brokered show for like 5 years. So it's possible for Stu Gatz to make money off of this.
All right. We're going to pause everything here. We're going to, I hope, get to Stu Gatz's cameo and this email because it's a longer email.
So while we were recording this, the local hour and the Big Suey, which, just a secret between us and the audience right now, we recorded yesterday in the event we couldn't do the show today. That's come in. Now, I've had a lot of things on my plate, and Chris and Roy did a brilliant job with all the imaging on this show, the rejoins and the opens, but now that we're not on radio, we're not really firing those things off. But for this pirate phase, I wanted Big Suey to maintain some level of open, and I was like, hey, let's just rework the open and make it like pirate themed, guys. Great. They got it. They're excited about it. They sent it off in a timely manner. I was like, okay, we just got some royalty-free canned pirate sounds. The imaging that we decided to use, I'm pretty sure, is just Chris Cody doing a pirate voice or a parrot voice occasionally and switching between the
two. Wait a minute. Billy is rubbing his hands together with an enthusiasm that I haven't seen since that racist orange turd was sent out of the White House.
Dan, I found on a very quick search a brokered radio station, 1490 WWPRAM in Tampa Bay, Bradenton, where you can buy a 1 hour block from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. for $175 an hour for one time, $150 an hour per week, or $2,000 a month.
Oh, good idea.
Can I give you an example of what this sounds like from Chris Cody?
Book it, Bill.
The show could not be more diluted. Plunk to plank. Bam! No more free Disney trips.
Now, Chris!
That was a parrot, like a pirate's parrot, saying no more free Disney trips. That wasn't me.
I mean, who else are we going to get?
Well, what are you doing with that, though? Are you airing it? We should
That's a Big Suey open, Dan.
How about
that's
Pat Croce?
That's already on the podcast. It's out. We were listening to us while we were on the air.
Okay. Pat Croce.
Hey, loves pirates.
So does Mike Leach. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, Mike, while you're at it here, would you do me a favor? Because we can go into the old school file here. Can we get, are we allowed on the podcast here to get the pirate song that Hawk did many years ago that is Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire?
Why didn't I ask you about asking me questions over the air?
So no is the answer to me? We can't have any songs here?
Here's the deal.
I got spoiled by yesterday's long stat of the day. I got to play a song without asking any questions, and now I'm not allowed to do that anymore?
Well, the reason why the stat of the day made the podcast
another $5,000 on stat of the day.
The reason why the podcast was able to listen to stat of the day is that was an original piece of music outside of the Tears for Fears thing, but we're like, this podcast is going to disappear. It's our last say, whatever. We'll let it ride. The thing with the pirate song, okay, we usually cut out all the parody songs, and that's just a treat for the people listening live on radio because, you know, royalties, right? Our legal department says don't put that in the podcast because Billy Joel might come for your ass looking for that money. Now, we're not with ESPN anymore, which means we don't have a legal department, which means we can be a bit riskier, but it also means Billy Joel may sue you if I play this song.
Okay, sue me for how much, though?
Dude, I don't know. Stop asking me questions.
All right,
it's
what?
Worth it.
I'm going to take the risk. Let's find this song, and I will start with the calling of my lawyer in tomorrow. We will call my lawyer on air, and I will ask him about
how much Billy Joel could potentially sue me.
Just
I'm worried that your lawyer's not very good if he's just available to you 24/7.
or
like Jeff Saturday's
camera. Or he's super expensive and therefore he's available to me 24/7.
Can we get ahead of this and just shoot him a little $20 Venmo, Billy Joel?
A $20 Venmo.
You have Billy Joel's Venmo?
$20 sure. Less, just about what you're charging for Cameo is what you think Billy Joel would charge.
Billy
for
_ Joel on Cameo.
Speaking of,
on Venmo, sorry.
Speaking of Cameo, cameo.com/Stugatz. I am active. I am live. I am at $39, a dollar less than Greg and Chris Cody.
All right.
And the requests are flowing
in. This is very exciting.
Oh,
play it, baby.
John McKay, Bill Day, Walk the Plank, Eye Patch, Vince DiMaggio, Bill Madlock, Jim Fregosi, Connie Mack, Willie Star, Jalee Mazzilli, Lloyd McClendon, Sixto Lescano.
Could be good marketing for
Pirates
us.
Pirates and Bucks.
Scurvy, Buried Treasure, Raymond James, Stadium, Testa Verde, Keyshawn Johnson, Ken Obergfell, Ed Ott, Dave Parker, Leroy Selman, Chum Bucket, Mike Allstott, Kent Tacomi, Richie Zizk, Rick Russell, and John Gruden.
We are scared of pirates.
He was the Bucks
they're
coach then.
They're always scary and they're never caring. We are scared of pirates and we will not fight them, but we will start crying.
Captain Hook, Captain Bly, Tony Pena, Bad Guy, Cito Gaston, Doug Drayback, and Sean Dunstan. Tony Armas, Bly Levin, Barry Bonds, Bonilla, Dunn, Greasy, Derek Brooks, and Jim McCormick. Bidwell, Milton May, Tampa's got a winning team. Dan Plesac, Pokey Reese, Jeff Supan, and Ed Sprague. Van Poppel, Duberg, Ozzie Virgil, Bob Walk, Vance like Bob Swift, Trouble on my cruise ship.
Oh, a Somali pirate joke. A Somali pirate joke.
We are scared of pirates, and we will not fight.
Jack Rowe, Casey Stengel, Boya, Honus Wagner, Maury Will Safe Passage is a no-go. Larry Ball, Matty Alu, Wally Backman, Spurrier, Wakefield, Frank Tavares, Pirates in the Congo.
We are scared of pirates. They are always scary and they're never caring. We are scared of pirates. And we will not fight them, but we will start crying.
Perish! Perish! Congo! Congo! Cruise ship! Cruise ship! Rudin! Rudin! Perish! Congo! Cruise ship! Rudin! Perish! Congo! Cruise ship! Rudin! Perish! Congo! Cruise ship! Rudin! Perish! Congo! Cruise ship!
Yes! We got our library and a lawsuit!
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes!
The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.